80 degrees, mostly sunny, and we are once again under a heat advisory in Middle Tennessee. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN at 9:04. Across Tennessee and the surrounding region, developers are proposing and building major data centers. The rapid pace of these projects, along with their impacts on the region's electric grid, environment, and communities, are prompting concerns. On our show, This is Nashville, Stephen Smith, executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, explained why his group is calling for an 18-month moratorium on new large data centers in Tennessee and other states in the Southeast.
Now what we've seen is massive gas build-out, which has the potential to impact local customers, driving pollution that is exacerbating the climate crisis. And the utilities, who also had targets, have abandoned those targets on reduced air pollution and fossil fuels and adding the greenhouse gases.
Over the last month, the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom and its seven member stations produced a six-part series all about data centers, and you can find those stories at lpm.org/datacenters. State lawmakers will take up the problem of faulty locks and other safety concerns at the Morgan County Correctional Complex later this month. A prison guard was killed in February when an inmate was able to escape after using a piece of paper to jimmy the locks of his cell. The Morgan County grand jury has reportedly met four times. Recently, Senators Ken Yeager and Tom Hatcher appeared before the secret panel investigating the incident. WKRN reports the tragedy could have been prevented had the prison fixed the locks. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.